107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. You can become part of the board. Joining us in studio with ShelterLink Youth Services, it's a pleasure to welcome Kate Trudeau with ShelterLink Youth Services. We also have Barb Caudill here. She's the board co-chair, and yes, she's also my wife. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, Kate, let's start with you. We're looking for board members with ShelterLink Youth Services. We will be talking about that, of course, but let's remind folks, ShelterLink Youth Services, what's it all about?
So ShelterLink Youth Services provides services in the community to youth that are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness.
Okay, and you've had a number of great fundraising events. I still think back to the coldest night of the year. And more just recently, with the Spirit of Community celebration with United Way Perth Huron, that was quite an evening. That was an impactful evening, if you will.
Yes, it was quite wonderful. We do have some really great supporters in the community that can speak to the work that we do, supporting youth aged 14 to 24.
All right, so it's ShelterLink Youth Services looking for board members so you can be a part of the team. And Barb, that's where you come in. You're a board co-chair, so you're looking for new members to join the board.
Yes. It is a fantastic board. I don't know when I have worked with such a nice group of people. They're all enthusiastic, and it is just a terrific board. But we are looking for some new members. We're specifically looking for people with fundraising and or financial or accountants experience. But that if that's not your forte, we would still like to have you apply because we're interested in anyone who's passionate about serving youth in our community.
And I know certainly for ShelterLink Youth Services, Barb, you've had passionate board members. You have people really committed to ShelterLink Youth Services, not only certainly right now, but over the years. So you people can be a part of this.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful way to serve your community and get to know new people and work for a really worthy cause.
All right. And again, fundraising is also, I guess we could say, a component of this because obviously funds need to be raised for ShelterLink Youth Services.
Yes. And currently nobody on the board has that experience, which is why we thought that would be something we would look for. And we are also looking to support our treasurer with somebody with some financial background.
Okay, fair enough. So again, if folks are hearing this, they're interested, or would just like to get some answers to their questions, what's the best way to reach out?
You can email me at barbc@shelterlink.org, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Or you can go to our website or our social media, Facebook. There is a link for a Google form if you're interested in applying to join the board. We ask that you do that by May 9th, and there will be interviews the following week. If you would like the link, just email me directly, and I'll send it to you as well.
Okay, so again, please get those applications in by May 9th, and we will share all the details, all the links available for you on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And of course, you can also go to the Facebook page for ShelterLink Youth Services. All the information's there so you can get all the details. So Barb, for you, being a board member, a board co-chair, why have you been involved with ShelterLink Youth Services? What does ShelterLink mean for you?
I was a teacher for a long time, and after I retired, I was looking for new things to do. And thought this was a really nice connection for me, having spent my career working with youth, to continue to work to support them by joining the board.
Okay, thanks for that, Barb. Let's get to Kate back in on the conversation. And Kate, for you working with the board, this is the big component of ShelterLink Youth Services, and this is what community is all about right here.
Yeah, and I echo that sentiment that this board is really quite fantastic. I think everyone on the board is kind and caring. It's very respectful and a common purpose of really doing better for youth in our community. So I am honored to work with the board and the staff, and it's just a really great organization supported at all levels by really great people. So I would encourage anyone that wants that opportunity to not only make a difference and join us in transforming futures, but just to get to know some really great, fantastic people.
And make an incredible difference in our community. And congratulations to you, Kate, and the board with ShelterLink Youth Services, certainly providing these vital services for young people in our community. But now that ShelterLink Youth Services, when we're talking about the issue of homelessness or even the transition of youth into more permanent housing, this is really gotten to the forefront, or this is really tops in the conversation agenda. So congratulations, at least getting that conversation rolling.
Yeah, the last 2 years, we've really been, you know, improving our service, evolving what we do, and better matching kind of what the needs are. So it's, again, a great time to join. We've been doing lots of transformative work, I believe, in the last 2 years, really making a difference. And when we're looking at prevention and supporting youth and, you know, really being able to maintain housing, close to 50% of adults that experience chronic homelessness started when they were young. And so this is really the time to get in and make a difference, not only for the youth, but for future.
Okay, and I know there's going to be more fundraising events coming up. We'll chat as those come up down the road. But in the meantime, Kate, if folks want to reach out, what's the best way to do so again?
They can check out our website, so shelterlink.org, or they can call us at the shelter.
Perfect. And can we pass along the phone number? Is that possible?
519-272-2294.
There you go. It is ShelterLink Youth Services, Kate Trudeau and Barb Cottle from the board. Thank you so much, and continued success with ShelterLink Youth Services. Hope you get more board members jumping on board.
Thank you.